Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers, I see you, JD.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
I love that song, Ash. Happy and Sexy by Joy Starr. She will be on the show tonight. I'm excited about the interview. So, once again, welcome, lifers. This is Global 14 Radio's Real Talk. I am your host, I'm your host, Crush. I'm tripping right now. I'm your host, Crush. On me with us on the phone right now is Ash. Hi, Ash. What's going on? How was your week?
What's going on? My week was pretty good, you know, relaxing, ain't did too much, you know, just work, you know, global radio, that's all it's about right now.
Right, yeah, right now I'm having the issue because I don't have nothing in my house. I need to go shopping. I've been working and trying to get some stuff done. I don't have toilet paper or paper towels. I don't understand how I did that, but I don't have none of that. I'm a little upset with myself right now.
as long as you got some water and a dish rag, you good.
Yeah, then no, that sounds like a shitty situation right there. That's okay. As soon as I get off the phone, as soon as I get out of this show, I'm going straight to the stove. So, so anyway. I want to go ahead and mention, I don't want anybody to forget, lifers, the 14, the Global 14 and 14 tour. The kickoff starts October 30th in Chicago. Real excited about it, 14 cities, 14 meet and greets. Everybody, Jermaine did say that T-shirts will be available. So I know a lot of people have been asking about Global 14 T-shirts, but they'll be available at each meet and greet. So You want more details, go to global14.com. Sign up if you haven't already signed up. But either way, all the details on Global 14 and 14 is on global14.com. Ash, are there any updates on the cruise?
Right now, we're still pushing the cruise. If y'all want to go on the cruise is July 8th, 2012 through July 12th. It's a four-day cruise to the Bahamas. If you're going to sign up and you want to go, contact Sonia Chess at 1-800-819-3902. Extension 82899. Call Sonia. She knows everything about it. She's waiting for everybody's call. We got a nice, we got everything planned out. You know, we're going to have an open bar meet and greet. Then we're going to have the linen party the next night. And then, we're just going to have a good time. So I hope everybody come. Join us, and we're going to have some other special stuff. We ain't going to tell y'all because we'd rather y'all come and see for yourself, but we're going to do it big, and that's what's up.
Yeah.
Back to you,
the more people that sign up, the better. I'm excited about it. This is going to be the first one. This was put together by the Lifers Within Global 14, so this is going to be a big accomplishment. I think this is going to be really good for the years to come. So I'm excited about it. So I wanted to talk about something. I noticed in the AJC in Atlanta, this he's called the Wine Crumergen, and he feels like the hip-hop influence on Moscato D'Asti is in bad taste. And, it's the same thing that happened with Cristal. I mean, I don't understand, why is there such a big deal about hip-hop, endorsing and promoting, whether it's clothing or whatever. Hip-hop, once hip-hop puts their stamp on it, it's a known fact that, the sales go through the roof. And once I saw this article, I went ahead and did my own research, and I found an article with Mr. Sirocco, Paolo Sirocco, who has Sirocco Moscato D'Asti. And just so you guys know, in 2010, they sold a record-breaking 19 million bottles. And that's an annual, for them, that was an annual increase by 38%. I don't think they're tripping about who's singing about Moscato to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous. People are tripping and trying to put such a bad name just because, hip-hop, puts a stamp on a certain brand, and then they try to make it seem like we don't want your money. According to this guy, he said he appreciates the endorsement, and he would love to meet with, in particular, he would love to meet and listen to Kanye West's music. So I don't think this man has a problem at all with hip-hop spreading the love on his wine. So whoever this guy is, he can just kiss somebody else's ass on that one. I don't know how you feel about that, Ash, but I'm over it. This is stupid.
You know what? I mean, the whole thing is all stupid. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're making money, and regardless of where it's coming from, why is it a big issue? It wasn't a big issue before you made your first couple of millions off of rap and your brand being used in. So now it's an issue. See, sometimes us artists and stuff, this is why we shouldn't be branding off and using other people's names on stuff. Why don't we create our own goddamn Moscato and stuff like that. And brand knows. We got what's his name? You got Ciroc. Yeah, you got Ciroc Vodka. Support. Well, Ciroc really, I don't think is black owned, but anyway, you got stuff like that. You got Ludacris Conjure. You know, everybody has, you know, need to get into something and make it their own. So you don't have these type of problems. But, you know, until then, you know, we build up these companies and then they act like we didn't do anything for them.
Right.
Stop building their asses up, you know. Shit, they ain't giving us no piece of it. They ain't giving us no credit for it. Shit, y'all need to start drinking some damn water. That's what y'all need to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm all for getting our own stuff together and building on that. I don't think that the people that are always trying to put hip-hop culture down for, they say, ruining their brand, but you're making money. But, you know, then when you feel like maybe you're not making enough money after you got used to making that extra money, then you want to say, you know, hip-hop is a bad influence. So, you know, it's a really sad thing, but I think, you know, people need to pay attention to stuff like this, you know, because I think the bottom line is, you know, a lot of times we don't catch this stuff. We just keep drinking and buying these people's, you know, whether it's wine, clothes, shoes, and whatever else, and then, you know, they're sitting around writing news articles, doing interviews, you know, putting us on blast. So I think as a community, we need to start, you know, building our own brands, making our own stuff. Forget all this. But once again, heard it from the man himself in another article that was just published August 28th. He's not tripping, which I don't blame him, but he's not tripping. So, yeah, keep drinking whatever you want to drink. This other man, he's just a critic. You know, he's nobody, but I mean, he might be somebody to other people, but really, I mean, you know, the bottom line is you heard it from the man in his brand. Like, they're not tripping. They're making money. So,
exactly.
I'm happy. So, anyway, let's talk about, we got some time before we get with Joy. Let's talk about how people are doing these kids out here. We got people duct taping people, throwing them in the closet. We got people setting their kids on fire. We got all kinds of stuff. I'm just curious to understand, like, why is this happening? Not only that, let me just say this, because all kinds of stuff popped off this week. People getting, you know, getting their BBM messages posted online, you know, leaked photos, which I agree, you know, people are leaking their own damn photos, so whatever. So, and then on top of that, it's just all kinds of stuff is just popping off and going on. So is it that because social media, cell phones, internet, everything, like we have so much access and people thrive off of what's on the internet and what's in the media, could this be that prior to all of this, that some of the, a lot of this stuff was happening and now it's just now getting, you know, worldwide attention? I mean, stuff hasn't been happening, but lately it has been like off the chain.
No, me personally, I just think it's been a full moon for the past 4 days because these damn people are stupid.
Right.
They are just goddamn stuck on stupid. I've never seen so much just craziness. I mean, especially with these people beating their kids and how they, I ain't even going to say that's a beating. That's not even a damn beating. That's torture. Like when you take,
right,
when you take crazy glue and stick it to a two-year-old's hand and then place their hand on the damn wall and you beat their body until you break every bone in their body. Who the hell does that? Like, what's going through your head? Like, are you saying, like, is this a toy and let me just play with it? Like, what? I don't understand the logic behind what people doing. And the same thing with the lady who got the little adoptive kid and, you know, the 10-year-old, and she's burning his private parts with a curling iron and sticking a toothbrush up his butt. What the, what kind of freaky shit is that? What, like,
I don't know,
this shit,
man,
is just like mind-boggling. You know, I don't get it. I try to understand people. I really do. But stuff like that, like this is when they really need to bring back stoning and fucking just drop boulders on people. Because this, that's just goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it don't even make any damn sense. Just straight, just crazy.
No, but, I agree with you. My, you know, my thing is, personally, I was talking to CT, and I was talking to some other people this week. We need to take our communities back. Honestly, there was a time, you know, where we checked on each other and checked on, you know, and when kids looked like something was wrong, like we would ask them and then we would investigate. Some people might consider that being nosy, but the result of a lot of this stuff is that if you see a little dirty kid walking around, you know, you just be like, oh, his mom ain't taking care of him, and talk about her, how she used her welfare money to get her hair and nails done and ain't worried about her kids, and then you guys go about your day. It's just kind of like, when are we going to say, okay, you know what, enough is enough. You ain't taking care of your kids. Call the people on this lady and get it solved. But then on the other hand, then, you know, we got people going overseas, adopting other kids, and not adopting the kids that are in the U.S. So, you know, it's just kind of like, where do we, you know, then it's going to become an issue. Where do we put the kids and you know, what can we do for them? Because, you know, the state will take somebody's kids in a minute, you know. But it's just like, come on. We need to take our communities back and start taking care of each other. Like, this is ridiculous. Too many people are getting killed and ears cut off and being raped, kids being raped, all kinds of stuff is going on. And we need to pay more attention. That's how I feel about it. We're just not paying enough attention. Some of it is dead in our face.
Exactly. We just need to really, like you said, get back to, like, back in the days. I remember, you know, when I was younger, hell, if I did something, I got beat by the neighbors. You know, you got beat by damn near everybody before you got to your mama. And then when you got to your mama, you got beat again. So you knew not to, whatever it was you did, you better not do that shit again. But then again, you look at a lot of these kids today, they don't have no parents. They don't have that structure. And a lot of these damn kids are damn near crazy. Because you don't really know what the hell they're going to do. You try to tell these little kids, you know, to stop playing in the streets, and they curse you out like as if you was a damn, like as if they was the adult and you was the kid.
Right,
and then
right.
You don't, you know, and then 9 times out of 10, you lose your patience, and you be wanting to snatch one of their little rat asses up, but you really
right.
can't do that now, because now you got, you know, they got all these damn socials. That's another thing. People need to mind their damn business. You beat your kids, beat your goddamn kids. Stop calling. Neighbors always want to call some damn social services. That's what's wrong with these kids now. I guarantee you, when they rob y'all asses because they ain't get beat, y'all going to wish
right.
y'all didn't call no damn social service and let the parents beat their ass. That's what's wrong
right.
with these days. They ain't getting their ass beat. They need their asses beat. All that timeout shit, sit in the corner. No, you can't have, You get a belt and you pull that shit back, like, to where your hand is almost about to cock back and you can touch your left cheek with your right hand and butt their ass.
Yeah, I saw, I remember when I was little, my oldest brother, my mom said something to him and he called her a bitch. She straight grabbed some scissors and straight up cut the cord off the iron while she was ironing and chased his ass down the street. So, yeah, I witnessed some crazy things. But you know what? He ain't say that shit no more. So I'm not saying that's what you do to your kids. Global14.com does not support beating kids' cords and stuff. Before, we be on a blog talking about Real Talk said beat your kids with cords. We ain't say that. We just giving, you know, past experiences. So,
exactly.
You know, but I agree. Kids are not afraid. You need to stop pumping fear in these kids' hearts and let them know, like, look, you need to straighten up. So, yeah,
exactly.
This is crazy.
Parents need to be parents. Stop being the goddamn kid's best friend. Y'all ain't their damn friend. You are a parent. That's what you are here for. You are, you know, you're not their best friend, their best buddy, none of that shit. Beat
right.
their asses, you know, treat them, you know, I mean, with respect. However, be a parent. You know, it's too much. Parents ain't even parents no more. They just let their kids just do whatever. They just,
right.
It's just sad. Y'all need to step it up. Real.
And I will say it does have a lot to do with all these little gadgets and phones and, you know, text messaging and all this stuff. Like, kids, really, to be honest, kids should not have a phone. Only thing you should do is give your child a phone with two buttons on it, 911 and your phone number. That's it. Because when it gets to them text messaging and all the other shit, they get distracted. Shit, I get distracted. So,
yeah.
I mean, really, kids got access to too much, way too much. I think, I know when I was little, getting a stereo was, like, the best thing in the world. And I had a TV and a VCR in my room, but as soon as I got a C, a C on my report card, my mom would strip my whole room down to all I had was a mattress and blankets.
Damn.
So, yeah. My mom, man, let me tell you something. My mom used to time me. She would tell me I had an hour to clean my room. And she used to turn the timer. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, but I ain't get beat. She used to just take stuff from me. I mean, you know, and that was enough for me. I just wasn't unruly like that. But really, like, some of these kids, if you take away their phones, they will act like you killed their whole soul. So, yeah, this is too much. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that one. But I don't know. And then with these teachers, too, sleeping with these kids, you know, that, I don't know, maybe they need to go back. They hiring these young girls. They need to go back to hiring these women with two strands of hair and a wig on or something. All my teachers look old. I don't know about yours.
That's what I was thinking. I was, like, sitting around thinking, like, when I was in school, all our teachers was, they were old. Like, if you had one that even looked remotely good, you was lucky. But
right.
I can't recall having a 22, 23-year-old teacher. Or none. I just really don't. And secondly, you mean to tell me your self-esteem is that goddamn low? You let a little boy talk you into having sex with him and taking him on trips? And what the hell? I've just never... That's crazy to me. And I mean, and it's not to say it's just all of the women, because there's male teachers that do it too. You know, they just as bad sleeping with the little 16-year-old girls. Yeah, we understand it's the chicken. We understand it's all of the stuff they pumping into foods now, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Still,
right.
There's no excuse for it.
None whatsoever.
Right.
And for those people... They need to be. I ain't even gonna say it, cause y'all gonna think I'm violent. I am not violent at all. So I ain't.
I think it's really ridiculous. Really, it's too much going on right now. But I mean, once again, like I said, how many parents are actually popping up at the school? How many parents are? Or really checking report cards and all this other stuff. Like, you know, kids are smart. Like, they get to, I can imagine what kids have found out what to do with their report cards if, you know, the schools haven't decided to, you know, email the parents, you know, the report cards directly. So, I don't know. I remember when I was growing up in Germany, my report card, I never got to carry my report card home. My report card got sent straight to my, to my stepfather's mailbox, so I never got to see that thing. So every day, as soon as they said report cards went out, every day I came home and I knew I had a C on that joint, I was scared to walk in the house.
Yeah.
I was scared to walk in the house, so, yeah.
Me, on the other hand, like, you know, maybe because I, you know, a little bit older, they used to give us hours, and I know there was a couple of times I turned a few Fs. into an A. I'm just saying. I ain't saying do it now, but I'm just saying. I turned a few C's to a few B's.
Right.
So,
right.
But I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's a lot of stuff now. I mean, some of these kids are just on their own. Parents don't care. Nobody really cares. But, I mean, still, I don't really necessarily think that's the cause of, like, you know, some of these, you know, some of these teachers sleeping with the kids. I think that's just, they just got low self-esteem. They just feel, because there's no other reason. Like, there is nothing, no 12-year-old girl can say to me to where I can be like, ooh, you know you're looking pretty good, and hell to the no.
Right.
And I don't understand how, but I mean, these teachers, but then again, like you say, they're like 20, they're 23, 22 years old, and some of these kids, you know, they like what, seven, on average between 17, some might be 19, you might catch a few that's 21, because, you know, they them special ones that just can't get right. But, you know, you have a few of those, but still, it's like, where's, and then, I mean, it's so sad because you ruin your career over some little boy to where you probably had grown men throwing themselves at you, or you could have, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get that whole, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, and then going to how 12-year-olds, when I was 12, I looked like a 12-year-old. Some of these 12-year-olds, I mean, we got to admit, some of them are well-developed, and boys and girls. And, you know, some people use that as an excuse, well, I didn't know, or, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother subject about why kids look like grown people as soon as they get out, you know, I ain't even going to say that word, but you know what I'm saying. Like, as soon as they're born, they look grown as hell on some old Benjamin Button shit. They look old as hell. But the bottom line is, you know, people still need to take responsibility for their actions. And if we don't pay more attention to what's going on in the schools and everything else, this is going to continue to happen. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. We can go on this topic all day, because in whether it's church, whether it's school, it doesn't matter at home. Like, there is a certain dynamic. We're not even, I don't even want to use that word. There's, the same thing is pretty much happening across the board, especially when it comes to, you know, child abuse and neglect and everything else. Like, a lot of this stuff is happening in every different direction that you look. And it's become a sad thing. It's really, really sad, if you ask me. So I don't know what the solution is. Only thing that I can say is, for me, you know, I have a niece and two nephews, and only thing I can say is just be more involved in their lives and let them know that they can come talk to me. So if anything happens, I need to make sure that I'm there. I need to have a presence, and I think that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, I have a niece here, and, you know, she just started this new, they have a new all-girls academy that she goes to. And, I mean, in the school itself, they're, like, so involved. Like, they want all of the, you know, all of the students, they want, like, all of their family members to be involved. If the family members got email addresses, they want to email every family member the status of that child. And it's like, damn, that's kind of deep, because I don't remember, like, you know, anybody other than, you know, my family being involved in my school besides, like, you know, my mom, you know, and that's really it, because my brothers and sisters, you know, pretty much gone. You know, they're older. So, and it's like,
you know, you're like, we're really truly involved as far as in my niece's, you know, their schooling and everything like that. And I mean, that's what they need. They really need to include something like that in all schools, period. You need to get these parents and everybody and start holding them accountable for these kids, you know.
Right.
You got to do something. Something has to give.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Even dealing with
my niece and nephews and even with, you know, family members going through divorce and all the other stuff, like, you know, we see this type of stuff going on and you see how it affects the kids and then, you know, we just step back because, oh, no, it's not my business, you know. But it is our business. If that's your family, it is your business. You know,
exactly.
You need to be there for the kids. Maybe they have something they want to talk about. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I think we all need to make some type of change and get it together.
Yeah.
So, but either way, we can move on. Right now, we have, we're getting ready to get into this live interview with Joy. She is on the line. We are ready to talk to her. I'm excited about doing this interview. She is an exceptional talent. She's been on tour with Kanye. Her list of people that she's worked with and performed with is, I mean, incredible. I'm sitting here looking at it right now, and I don't even know what to say. It's just like with dealing with Stacey Barton. We did that interview with her. Like, you know, there's a lot of people, young black people that are behind the scenes that we believe that, you know, are doing a lot in the industry, and nobody knows who they are. So, once again, lifers, I want everyone to welcome Joy Starr to the radio show. What's up, Joy?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? So, I am excited. You are now on the show. I just gave everybody a brief intro. I don't know if you heard it or not, but
thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you on the show. Some of the people you have written and performed for, like, or performed with: Raphael Sadiq, PJ Morton, Ghostface, Christina Milian, Chris Brown, Mary, Brandy. Like, I can go on and on forever. I'm wondering, when people meet you, do people even, like, before you start working with people, I'm sure people know who you are, but do they know who all you work with?
No, I don't think people, they don't know, because I'm not the type of person that has that air about myself. Like, I walk in a room like, you better know who I am type of vibe. So, you know, it's like, if you know, you know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, if you don't, then you're surprised. It's that kind of situation, which
so
I'm okay
people,
with.
But do people, does anyone ever give you that, okay, who are you, look?
Absolutely.
You know, like,
I get that more times than not because I have I'm pretty to myself, unless I'm just in a mood to be wild and crazy. But, you know, they usually give me that, like, who is this girl and who does she think she is kind of vibe or look.
Right.
And then they find out who I'm affiliated with or who my brother is or who I've toured with. And then
right.
It's like, you know, their tune and tone changes, which I, you know, not that cool, but I'm into it.
Right, yeah, throw your lip up. That's what I do. I like to do that. Throw my lip up at people when they find out, oh, this is what she can do for me, then they want to be nice and sweet. No, ma'am. No,
no, ma'am, no, sir. Exactly. Like, my parents, they taught me how to treat people. I treat everyone the same, from the trash man to Obama, you know what I mean? So
right,
I don't have
right.
that thing about me like, oh, if you're somebody special or I think you're special in my mind, then I'm going to treat you a different way. I don't do that
right.
to people.
Right, right. Okay. Well, One of the things I want to mention, I love Kanye West, and I read that you were on tour, on the Glow in the Dark tour with him. That was, what, over 5 years?
Actually, not the Glow in the Dark tour wasn't 5 years. I toured with him for that long, so I toured from the Touch the Sky tour, which was his first big tour, and that tour was supposed to last 2 months, and just kind of kept going and ended up being me being gone away from my family and everybody for 5 years out the country and traveling, and the Glow in the Dark tour was the last tour we did, which was the most critically acclaimed tour, and it was really fun. And I don't know if you got a chance to see it. Did you?
I saw pieces of it. Oh,
man, you had to be there. You wasn't there?
No, I wasn't there.
Man, missed it. No, because it'll never come back. It'll never be the same. That
right.
tour and that stage alone was just retarded. Like, the stage moved and looked like a spaceship. It was like,
I mean,
the craziest
what
situation
you
ever.
Come from Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, anytime he puts something together, like, he is going to do it. So, I mean, for you to be with him all that time, man, my hat goes off to you because, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, that is amazing. You were with him all that time. And, you know, some people, I'm sure you saw people come and go, but the fact that you were on tour with him all that time, that's amazing. So how was
it
working
amazing.
With him? How was it working with him, you know, on that professional level?
It was like, I mean, I did that instead of going to college, so pretty much that was, I learned what my craft, you know, in depth on tour with Kanye. I learned a lot from my brother about how to produce my own vocals and write songs and really give that my all. And then from Kanye, I learned how to own who I was as an artist. You know, I had a lot of different talks with him. He would allow me to just hang out with him in his dressing room all the time, and he'd be having super important meetings with, like, Jay-Z and, you know, L.A. Reid and all kind of people, and I would just be there playing a game on my computer but not really realizing I'm around all that greatness and all that knowledge, but I soaked it up.
Right.
You know,
right.
I guess it soaked into my subconscious somehow, and now I'm beginning to utilize those lessons I learned from Kanye, which is really a blessing.
Okay, that's dope. That's really good. That right there, people, when you're around people and, you know, they're in the industry, especially at this capacity, I mean, if you don't soak anything up from them, I mean, something is wrong. You know, and I'm sure you can agree, nothing can be, you know, you can't just get stuff handed to you anymore, especially right now. You know, you got to make
right.
your own mark. So, yeah, that's dope. So
yeah,
what I want to
do.
So what I wanted to ask you was, sorry about cutting you off.
Okay.
By the way, the drink my pain away with you and Stacey was nice. And you know, we had
Thank
her on
you.
The show a couple weeks back, but that was, I love that song. That's another song that I like. Both of you guys are great artists.
Thank you.
So the other thing was, you know, out of all the people that you work with, you know, which person was, like, your favorite to work with, if you want to mention that?
To be honest, Kanye, really, my favorite
okay.
to work with.
Okay.
Because he's besides what people think about him,
yeah.
he's just a cool guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's chill
right.
and he's open to teaching people things. Some people, you get in the studio with them, and they're really closed off with their creative process. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they'll allow you so far in, and then they cut off where you can go. You know what I mean? Him, he's
yeah.
just open. He'll teach you.
Yeah.
He's right there working. It's not like I'm going to do this in front of you because then you're going to know my secrets. It's like, it's a free-for-all with him. I like that.
Right, right. Okay, so who was your least favorite?
My least favorite to work with? Their album never came out, so I guess it doesn't matter. It was this girl group I worked with one time, and they were just so, they thought they was so cold. I don't know, they just had that that thing like, oh man, like we about to kill everybody. You know, when new artists do that, it first of all, it throws me off because it's an extremely ungrateful attitude in my opinion.
Right.
And when you come across like that, people like me that just do it because I love it and I'm not doing it to be famous, it's kind of like, what are you doing this for? Like, you're doing this to be on TV? Like, just go get a reality show. It's all good. Like, you know, don't try to do this for that. Like, this is a bit, like, this platform is very misused. And a lot of people don't understand that. So when I see or I'm around people like that, especially new artists, it's just like, come on, man, go back to the drawing board and figure out why you're doing this. Have a purpose, have a point to it. Don't just be doing it just to do it, you know, but that's what goes down these days. But, yeah, this girl group one time, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because on Global 14, I don't know if you checked it out, we have this Pump It or Dump It group. And when people, you know, they post their music in the group, and then, you know, we all say, yay, pump it or dump it. Or, you know, we'll say some other stuff because really some of this stuff is good. Some of it really isn't. But the responses that we get from people sometimes is just, like, crazy. Like, Ash, I think you got cussed out this week or was it last week?
You know what? I get cursed out every week. You know what I'm saying? I don't pay half of them people no attention. Because at the end of the day, they got to understand, I'm not in the industry. I just like music. So if I'm not liking it, then I'm pretty sure there's somebody else that's not going to like it. So I'm going to just tell you how I feel. I ain't going to sugarcoat it because I don't even want you to continue thinking that what you're producing or you're making is hotness. I'm sorry, because you're really going to get your feelings hurt if you go anywhere else. So, I mean, look, all I can do is tell you keep your grind up. But, yeah, I get cursed out all the time. So, I don't but it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you saying what you said, Joy, because, yeah, it's people that come out or they want the easy way into the industry and they can't take the criticism, you know, at all, like not even a little bit. So, but, hey, this is just how it is. Everybody wants that quick buck, you know, everybody wants to make money. So, but I want to get into one of your tracks.
Cool.
Off of Broccoli. Off of your new mixtape. And
Broccoli and Noodles.
Yeah, Broccoli and Noodles. And we have Same Time with Kanye West. Tell me a little bit about this track. You know, how did it come about? How, you know, where did it come from? You know, what is the song all about?
Well, actually, I did that song with Mars 1500, and we already did this. We had just did the song, and I had a session at Record Plant that day, and I can't even remember who it was. Either I had a session or I was going just to chill with Ye, and I played him the song, and he was in the studio with Nicole. I want to get it right, so I just say it all the way wrong.
We can call her Nicole Shizzy. We can say Shizzy, Nicole Shizzy. Let's just leave it like
so
that.
Just, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if I can't really say it the correct way, I'll just say it completely wrong, so, you know, I don't know how to say it. But, so she was in the studio with Tim. I guess they were working, and I was like, man, I just did this song. I want you to hear it. Played it for him, and he started like bobbing his head, like doing that thing he does when he's thinking of stuff to, you know, come up with. So he just went in the booth and just spit all on the beginning of the song. I was like, nice. That was nice. And then Nicole went in and she sung backgrounds on the song, which I, you know, I failed to really tell people that, but she's actually singing on the background to that song.
Oh wow.
And
wow.
That's how it happened. It was just like magic right there.
Oh, so you just went ahead and got a 2-for-1 as soon as you walked up in there. That was
right. That's how it happens sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of
right.
times that's how it happens, actually.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this track, Same Time with Kanye West. This is Joy Star on Global 14 Real Talk.
Ah.
Cannon. And I'm back Cannon. In a major way. And she's singing like Jamaicans say. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-da, dang. That nigga got a whole lot of change. And I'm back in a major way. And she's singing like Jamaicans say. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-da, dang. That nigga got a whole lot of change. And a whip
Cannon.
And a boat like a sleigh. And he hopping out the motherfucking range. Why she getting so amped? Cause I'm sucking on her neck like a vamp. You can feel the bangs. And she looking at my phone book like, hey, yo, you got a whole lot of names. And I'm looking at a phone book like, hey, yo, you got a whole lot of lanes. That's why I think it's time to switch lanes. Cause before it's also the same. So far before Joyce saw. And that's why I gotta let my favorite sing.
I want you to be my lover. From here, baby, take me out, baby, show me around. I can tell, yeah, you're not from here either. I mean you on something else, opposite of all the rest. Oh, yeah,
I want you to be my lover, I want you to be my friend. At the same time, at the same time, I don't need one more than the other. I need both of them at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, that was the new song by Joy. Ooh,
yeah.
I had a little hiccup here myself. Couldn't even get my words out. But that's a hot song. I like the whole intro.
Did you say you had hiccups?
Yeah.
Somebody had hiccups right now?
Well, just a few minutes ago, I was trying to speak, but I just couldn't get a word out. And I was like,
if you drink water, if you drink water bent over, they'll stop.
What? Water bent.
Like,
I've never heard.
The easiest way I can explain
that
is put water in your mouth, like fill your mouth up with water and bend over and swallow it.
Okay, that's a new, is that like one of them home remedy type things?
Nope, I'm just a crazy kind of girl. It don't work, though.
Maybe
I'm glad you
like
that song, though. Kanye song.
That's crazy. Makes me be run up the stairs butt naked.
You're funny. So, Joy, so where did the name of the mixtape come from?
Broccoli and Noodles.
Yeah.
Okay, on tour, I'm pescatarian, meaning I only eat fish, and that's like salmon. I'm very selective, and that's every now and then. I'm pretty much a fruits and veggies girl, so on tour it was extremely hard for me to find food because naturally everybody else was meat eaters. So the way I survived on tour was eating broccoli and noodles. Like, we went to Australia one time, and they have these little noodle houses there. And I found, like, this was one noodle house, and so I started going, like, every single day. So everywhere since then, I just had to find some place that had broccoli and noodles. And so I figured I would name my mixtape Broccoli and Noodles because I chose songs that I felt like if the world was over and no more music existed ever in life, these songs would be the songs that I could survive off of forever. Like,
okay.
The Tina Turner song, the Sade song, like, you know, Sunny.
Okay.
You know, songs like that are timeless are definitely broccoli and noodle worthy. Survival kit.
Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
I feel you on that also because I'm vegan. And, yeah, when you can't find anything to eat,
man,
and everybody else is sitting around eating chicken wings and everything else, and you're just like, really? Y'all just going to eat that in front of me? They ain't even worry about me.
Change your whole mood. And when I'm hungry, I get really irritable. And then everybody loves this place called Nando's in Europe. It's
mm-hmm.
just like all chicken and that's it. So I'll be forced to eat rice. Like, you know, just horrible.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. You're signed to My Block. Tell us about their process and how that came about.
My block is my brother's company, and that came about because family is going to protect you, and they're going to have your back regardless, and they're going to honor your creative processes, and they're not going to try to put you in a box because they know that you deserve to live outside the box. And so that's how that came about. That was a decision I made to stay close to home and to make sure that my brother, because he knows so much about the industry, and he's protective over me, that I would stick to my family and do it that way. Like, I was signed to Clive Davis at J Records, and, you know, Clive, he was a very wonderful man. Let me call him Unky Davis, and it was really cool, and he just wanted me to be exactly like Whitney Houston, you know, but yeah. I'm not like that at all. So instead of allowing me to grow creatively and as an artist, it was just kind of like I just sat there until I would compromise or until I conformed to what people wanted me to be. But instead of doing that, I was like, I'm not ever going to dumb down or water down what I feel about myself and conform to anything and be put in any type of box. So in order to do that, I'm going to have to be connected to somebody that's going to make sure I don't do that. And that's my brother.
Yeah, I've been watching, you know, from the time we put out the Global 14 interview and everything like that, like, your people are on it. Like,
thank
everybody
you.
From Pitch Blend, My Block, like, your people are on it. So I,
yeah,
I
Pitch
mean,
Blend is the situation right now. It's the business.
Yeah.
Shout out to Candace and Kimmy.
Yeah, definitely. And I watched them, and you could tell, like, people care about you and your project. And,
yeah,
I mean, and I can see why. Like, the voice is amazing. The mixtape is on fire. It's different.
Thank you.
You know, usually, you know, people put out mixtapes, and they use all kinds of, you know, use other people's music and stuff. And then, you know, your mixtape, neither is Stacey's. It's nothing like everybody else's, which is refreshing.
Yeah, thank you. And that's because of going back to what I was saying about not allowing people to put you in a box. Had I decided to go the route that most people would and just say, all right, well, look, I'm going to just put this album out and be something I'm completely not, to get out and get in people's faces and be on TV and be famous, and then after that, when everybody knows me, then I'm going to be the real me. Like, that only worked for Pink. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If you notice, when Pink first came out, she was hood. She was like, I'm the bang bang. Like, she was all like that. And then now she's on her authentic self one. Like, you know, she's all about being alternative and doing whatever she feels. And I think that is a lost art. Just being yourself is a completely lost art. And I think people are starting to enjoy, like, my people like to call, quote-unquote, weirdo music. And the only reason why it's called weirdo music is because it's so weird for people to be themselves now. You know what I'm saying? So it's considered weird.
Right.
But really, it's just real, authentic creativity, and I think it's beautiful.
Right. I agree with you. So let's get into your next track, My October.
Cool. I love this song.
Me too.
Thank
so
you.
Where did this come from? Because it sounds like it came from somewhere personal. So where did it come from?
Well, it came from me. It's very little. it's just me talking about a literal situation. Like, I really was feeling like this person in my life at the time was always gone, and I could never really get to the place where we could really mesh or we could really spend enough time together to get to know each other and make it right. So it was kind of like I was always waiting for him to get back at a certain time or a certain, you know, time of the year or whatever, and come back to where we are as us, as opposed to being focused on everything else going on in the world, and that's what it was about.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Lloyd.
Yes.
Sorry, this is Ash. Hey.
Hey.
One of our guests on the chat line would like for you to sing this song live, and then we'll go into it. They want you to at least start it out. Give us a few. They just want to hear your voice.
Okay. Well, right now?
Yes, go ahead. Go.
Okay. All right. The leaves have fallen. It's cold, yeah. I feel alone, and I just wish you were home, yeah. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was Door Star Month October. We're getting ready to play the track. Once again, Broccoli and Noodles. Love the mixtape. Download it. This is My October on Real Talk. Once again, that was a snippet of My October by Joy Starr on her Broccoli and Noodles mixtape. Once again, you guys have to go and download this mixtape. It's hot.
Yes,
it's
please
hot,
do.
Hot, hot.
Thank
so,
you.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I see you had the same type of week I had. So I'm just going to
ask
you.
And what's that? What week did you have, Crush?
Because,
you
know, we're talking about, you know, friendships and people that get on your nerves and people that do dumb stuff. You know, let's talk about things that piss you off.
Okay.
I told them, say how you feel, because this is how we get down on this show. So please, because I know you got something to say.
We're going to keep it clean. But I don't know, I might get in trouble. I speak my mind very thoroughly. So one thing I really despise is being misunderstood. I don't like that. I enjoy being understood. I enjoy healthy exchange in a relationship, be it friendship, love, you know, deep love, whatever. I don't like people lying. I despise liars. Like the Bible says, all liars should have their part in the lake of fire. I think they all should burn. It's a lot of things. You know what? I'm so loving that the things I don't like are really extreme. Like when I don't like it, because I love so hard, I despise just as hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
So especially
with
people, I'm like, you know, I'm crazy. I'm an Aries with a Pisces moon. So I'm fire and I'm water. So I can give you, I can burn you up and I can put out the fire all in one conversation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm misunderstood a lot as well. Some people might take me the wrong way, but you know, people that really know I have a big heart. I don't, like, I just say how I feel, and, you know, I work hard, and I can back everything that I do up, and that's the whole thing. Like, people just see you when you snap. You know, sometimes it takes for me to snap to get my whole point across, and I'm so sick and tired of that. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to start cutting people off completely, But
oh, no, you have to. You have to. It's like a part of it's the rule. You have to cut people off. That's the only way to get them to understand what time it is, you know?
Well, sometimes when you cut them off, they need to know exactly why you're cutting them off. So that's what I was trying to say was, you know, sometimes you got to let them know because sometimes you cut people off. And, yes, some of them act like they don't know why you cut them off, but I would rather tell people, okay, you know what, this is exactly why I'm cutting your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason,
yeah.
So we don't have any issues, and you can't run around and say, you know, well, I don't know why Crush cut me off, you know, we were cool. No, we were not cool. This is why I cut your ass off. So,
we're getting first, though. Hit a knife.
I'm sitting over here, like, both of y'all over here, I'm like, tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad.
No, it's real, though. You're absolutely right. I'm the same. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a
Okay.
Oh, see,
see,
I'm a Libra.
The thing about it is, hello, Libra. see, here's the deal. When people like pushing, but some people like it. They want to.
Right.
See, I'm the type of person. I'm passionate, but I'm pretty nonchalant about a lot of things. You know, I'm not going to get riled up and, like, it'll seem like I'm riled up about it, but I'm just a passionate person. But things don't really rile me up unless somebody deliberately wants me to get riled up because they want to see if I care. And that's where they go wrong because I'm a true Aries, in this sense, I will never do what you expect me to do. So pushing my buttons to get me to do something, I'm going to do the complete opposite. Then you're going to be thrown off like, damn, I thought she was about to do this. And it's like, no, I'm not ever going to do that because I'm me. So
right,
I'm just going to do what I do, not what you expect me to do.
Right. And I'm with you on that. I'm just over. I think I'm just too grown to be running behind people and trying to get them to understand. You know, I kind of feel like if I treat you with respect, then why would you treat me any other way? You treat me any other way, that means that you took my character that's sitting there right in front of you and you just said, screw me, and I'm going to just treat her how I want to when I'm not even treating you bad. You know, and that's what I have a problem with right now is that, you know, if I'm giving you 100% as a friend, I expect the same in return. If you can't do that for me, then you must understand that I am no longer going to invite you in my personal space. That's it.
Right. Yeah, I think people forget to love just for the sake of loving. Because people do things out of expectation too. It's like if you have somebody that you're loving, it's like, man, why are you not loving me back? I learned to realize that people are gonna be who they are, and that's it. I chose to love you, so what you do with that is your business. What you feel about me is your business. What you hate is your business. It's not my business to find out or to try to baby you into telling me what you feel about me and why. If you're gonna act a certain way and not voice that, I'm not a mind reader. God didn't give me that gift. He gave me the gift of song. So I'm gonna just cultivate that. And then if you have a problem and you are not strong enough or not mature enough emotionally to tell me what the problem is, then I'm going to move on with my life. I'm not going to stop my life because life is moving forward. I don't have eyes in the back of my head, so it's physically impossible for me to go backwards. So once I move forward, that's it.
Yep. I'm with you on that one, definitely. Definitely, I agree with you on that. So we have another one of your tracks, Funny.
Yay.
Tell me about that one. I like this track as well.
Would you say Sunny?
Yes.
Sunny is a song that I wasn't exactly I didn't gravitate to that song because I didn't really think I could pull it off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I liked it, but it was like one of those moments where I was just like, man, how can I do this song justice if you have ever heard the original? But I like the way it turned out, and it definitely is a song that embodies who I am as an artist because the music is pretty melancholy, but he's speaking of something very beautiful, you know?
Right.
So it's that nice little gray area between, like, depression and extremely happy.
Right. Okay, chime in the crazy.
Right?
Right. Yeah, I get you on that. I love this track. Once again, you guys, I don't know how many times I have to say this during the show. Please download Broccoli and Noodles, Joy Stars mixtape. We are getting ready right now to play Sunny. Excuse me, that wasn't good. We're getting ready to play Sunny on Real Talk Radio. Work through it. I'm going live now.
All right. Yeah, with that listening to that song, so Crush, what do you think?
I love Crush. The song.
Oh,
I'm here. I love the song. Definitely, I love the song. Definitely,
thank you very much, guys.
So, we are almost out of time, and what I usually do with the artists that come on, I ask the artist to paint a picture, and this is really for you to use your music to tell a story from beginning to end, whether it's because you're a writer as well, whether it's everything on your Broccoli and Noodles mixtape or something as, you know, from something that you wrote for somebody else, you know, basically, if you wrote it, it's yours. That's how I feel about it. So what would you say that, what songs would you use, period, to tell a story, to paint a picture?
I'd just use Broccoli and Noodles. I'd use Sunny, I'm Trying, Earth Angel, Yellow, Kiss of Life. By Now, What's the World About to Do with, and Impatient.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, like I woke up and it was sunny, and I was trying to find my earth angel because I was feeling blue and I wanted to feel yellow. Found this dude, gave me the kiss of life, and he started flipping out on me. And I'm like, by now, you should be, you know, in love and, you know, treat me the way I need to be treated. And then I discovered that love didn't have nothing to do with it, so it's like, what's love got to do with it? And now I'm impatient because I want to find who's the real person that's supposed to be in my life.
Right. Love it.
Thank you.
I know everybody is going to go ahead and play the songs in order. I love this part of the show because I like to know, you know, the stories behind music, and I want to know what you guys are thinking when you're writing these songs because, you know, when I hear certain things and I know how it touches me, I'm just like, okay, I'm wondering if they were thinking the same thing. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you're writing a... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes when you're writing a song, it's subconscious. It's not as present as people think it is. Like, I sat down and I was like, dang, I hate this dude. I'm going to write this song about him. It's more like... I was feeling a certain way maybe months ago, and it's in my subconscious, and now I have an opportunity to get out these emotions that I, like, you know how you have some days where you're just sad, you have no idea why you're sad, or you're happy, you have no idea why you're happy.
Right.
Those days are emotions that are coming from your subconscious, I believe. And when you write down what you feel, it's like coming from that same place. So it could be things
right.
that I'm airing out that happened, like, to me when I was five. You know what I mean? It's all inside of me, so it's just an expression of who I am and what I feel at the time or what I felt in the past time.
Okay, well, then let me ask this question. So is there a song that is really dear and near to you? Is there one song that you can say that you've written that was real, real personal?
Yes, I wrote a song when my grandfather died.
Okay.
Called Cry, Cry, Cry. Yeah, that song was very, very dear to me because when my grandfather passed, it was at a time in my life where I didn't really understand the importance of having people in your life that are wise and getting
right.
wisdom. Like, you know, like how the Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counsel. Like when we're at a certain age and you don't understand about having counsel and about the multitude of counsel and how important that is, you forget to seek counsel and you just do stuff because you're just feeling it, you know, and that's an immature thing to do. But, you know, a grandparent or somebody that's been here, done that, it's great to be able to have those type of people in your life, especially when they're close to you, to get advice or to even just to hear what they went through or hear fun stuff that happened in their life or life lessons that they learned so that you can take those jewels and apply them to your own life as opposed to experiencing everything firsthand. I think that's
right.
the problem with our generation is, like, we want to know everything. So, it leaves us bruised and tattered and torn sometimes because we don't need to experience everything. Some things it's okay to just see from afar and be like, all right, cool, I don't want to go through that. I'm not going through that because it looks crazy. Like, you know what I mean? But some of us have to hit our head against the wall to get it. You know what I mean? I used to be one of those people, and when my grandfather died, I was definitely one of in that place, you know. So I wrote this song, Cry, 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 because I'm like, man, you know, if somebody left me, all I'd do is cry, but really it had already happened. I was just talking about the way I wrote it was kind of like, if this happened, I would cry, 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 but he had already gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was
right.
kind of like me expressing how I should have felt before he passed. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, Joe, I have a question.
You have a question. Oh, go ahead, Ash.
Oh, you go ahead. Oh, this is a question from via Twitter from Zach. Who are your inspiration musically?
My inspirations musically are come from gospel music, the Winans, the Clark Sisters, Mary Mary, of course, Sade, and Bjork.
Wow.
Wow. That's
right. I don't know why I expect some of things, but
wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah,
but still
like,
a great artist as well, definitely.
Yeah,
Bjork is one of those type of people. She can do whatever she wants. That's what I admire about her. You cannot put her in a box. She will not let you. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So
well,
I have.
So I have another question. Oh. One more, and then I'm done. Then I'll tap out.
Okay.
When you're driving, like in your car right now, what are you listening to right now? Like, what's in your
drive.
Car right now?
But when I used to, I only listened to classical music. That's really random, but yeah, that's what plays in my car. Like you can like ask any of my close friends that ever ridden in my car. That's
right.
all I listen to, either that or it's like some hardcore rap, but I hardly ever listen to rap, and the only reason why I started listening to rap is because of the influences around me, because I like the cadences, you know, of course I listen to Kanye, but classical music is all that plays in my car.
Okay. Wow. Would have never expected that one either. I'm glad. This is real talk. This is how we do. We get real answers, and we get everything we need from the artists, and they get to say however they feel, and, you know, that's what we love. I really enjoyed you being on.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.
Your next track that we have is Happy and Sexy, which was released. You're doing this
Yay.
Magic Monday. And
yes.
This song is hot.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy
so,
is sexy.
Yeah, it is. It is. I love it. And where did this come from? Because obviously you're going to be dropping jewels every Monday. So
yes.
Definitely.
Well, it's just an idea I had because my album is called Magic, and which will be released in 2012. So I wanted to get people familiar with my sound and with Joystar, and that's the way I decided to do it. Like Magic Mondays, put out a song every Monday and allow people to see who I am as an artist. And I'm really, really appreciative of people that are liking what I'm putting out and they can relate to it, because it's a very nerve-wracking place to be, to put out music and allow people to judge it. Because, like,
yeah.
you know, Ash was saying, like, I'm going to tell you if I hate it. Oh, well. So, I always have that feeling of, oh, my God, they're going to like it or they're going to hate it. What am I going to do? Like, you know, so, but I'm really happy about it. I'm glad that I decided to just do it, just put it out and see what people think. And people are tending to like it. So happy is definitely the sexy. I know you've been in a situation like that before where you had a hangover.
Yeah.
And he got a headache. And he was like, I'm not going to drink ever again, but maybe tomorrow.
No. Right, maybe tomorrow I have a little something, and a little something turns into a lot of something. So, yeah, I've been there
right.
before. So, but once again, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your music with us and talking to us and being crazy with us. We really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you.
And once again, Pitch Blend, My Block, I mean, much love to them. They showed us love.
Yeah.
They got you on the show. We really appreciate it. And
yeah, I did too.
Come back. When you release Magic, please come back.
I would
please
love to. I will have many more things that have happened since then. I have a lot more to say, I'm sure.
You know what? You should come host a show with us one day. That would be
okay.
cool.
Exactly.
I'll do that.
Yeah, so.
Just let me know.
All right. Oh, definitely. I'll get a hold of Candace and Tim. I know they'll be all over it. They get
yeah.
back with me real quick, by the way, just so you know. They're on their job.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So once again, lifers. We're getting ready to close down Real Talk for the first half. Joy Star joined us. Please download her Broccoli and Noodles mixtape.
Please do. That's what G's do on
now,
G-Radio.
see, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, once again, here we are, Happy and Sexy, Magic Monday. Stay tuned. Please. Get with Joy on global14.com at Joystar, JOISTARR on global14.com. The same for Twitter. All right, everyone, have a great night. Join us for the second half. Let's get on to this Happy and Sexy.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Joy.
Bye.
Being around nobody, okay?
Yeah.
And I woke up with a headache I could feel in my feet. They say blame it all on the Patron or Hennessy.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna blame this one on nobody but me.
But tomorrow I
That was a great interview. I love talking to artists, great energy, and I love when they get on the show and just say how they feel. It was a great interview. Very, very great
exactly.
interview.
And be themselves. That's all you can ask for. Just be yourself. Enjoy yourself. You don't got to worry about all those fluff and all that. Say what you want to say.
Right.
And that's, you know,
right.
That's when you get the real interview. That's when you get, you know, the pure essence of getting to know these artists and people, you know, because they're real people at the end of the day, you know. And that's what's up.
Yeah, definitely. So this week we have the show is dedicated to Tupac. He passed away September 13th, 1996. I know we all miss him. I can't imagine what kind of damage he could be doing right now in the industry, but I think a lot of this foolishness that's going on right now probably wouldn't be happening if Biggie and Pac was still alive. But, you know, only thing we can do is just keep celebrating us and, you know, celebrating the good music that they put out. So our homeboy Cupid put together some mixes for us, and I want to go ahead and get into the first mix. Let's take a quick break. This is the first Tupac mix on Real Talk Radio, tribute to Tupac. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police fucking at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
Eradicate my Prison is a business.
We understand you've been charged with 3 counts of murder in the first degree.
This is a temporary thing right here. I'm helping this cat out for a moment.
10 to 20 as opposed to life. I suggest you take the off.
You scared? That's what it is. You scared.
So who keeps the jails full?
What they are is a global security firm.
Something's wrong with you.
They own the prison.
We got you the seatbelt law. We'll get you 3 strikes.
I'm not really kidding.
The question is, can they stop it?
I got myself into something deep, man. I don't
really know how I'm gonna get out of it.
You see him shooting a gun at any point?
I'm looking at you right now. The feds are looking at you.
Hey, let me see that head. Yes, sir.
The sooner you give us what we're looking for, the sooner we can be out of here. Otherwise, my people are gonna tear this place up.
So fight, dog.
Yeah, keep it at a flame, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it at a flame, man.
Let me see. Throw your chest up high in the sky.
Joy Road, October 21st.
All right, we're back. Tonight's topic, we are going to talk about what happened to real love. Like, what actually happened to real relationships, real love, real respect, and what happened to it? I'm curious to know. We got a lot of people in the chat room tonight. I want to know how everybody feels. Call in, Global 14 Radio, Real Talk. We're talking about what happened to real love.
What happened to real love? Shit. That's a good question. I think it's really, you know what it really is, is people started to pay attention to what other people thought about what they were doing. So when you start caring about what other people think, that tarnishes your head, your brain, and your way of thinking, and so you wind up doing stupid shit. That's what I always try and tell folks. Stop listening to your goddamn girlfriend that's over there. She ain't got no man. She bit at every damn body, and you go listening to her, and she mess up your relationship. Now y'all 2 bitter asses over there, mad, worrying about who gonna buy y'all something for Valentine's Day. Not a goddamn soul. You know? Like, I mean, I'm for real. That's what a lot of problem is. Everybody's so worried about what other people think, you know, that you tend to forget that at the end of the day, it's not about what your friends think or, you know, I could say what your family think or whatever. It's all about you and that person. And if you and that person have an understanding and y'all communicate and you have that communication, everything else should be fine. But nowadays, we ain't got that. Everything is a damn argument. It's all about, well, Pookie said she saw you at the corner with Letitia. God damn it, she ain't seen me with no goddamn Letitia. You know, so it's one of those things where everything's an argument. And, you know, it's just too many. I think it's everybody's so damn bitter. I don't know why. Like, bitter for no damn reason.
Right.
I mean, that's what I think. I don't know. What's your take on it?
Well,
Crush.
I kind of feel like people don't take the time to get to know people. I think there's all these expectations when you run into a relationship, and I think we need to take that away. I think we need to take the ego away as well. You know, you meet somebody, give them the chance to show themselves. That's how I feel about it. Because a lot of us get mad because you see this beautiful human being in front of you, and they just got the sexiest smile, sexiest walk, you know, and they appear to have everything. But as soon, you know, maybe a couple months down the line, you start to see that person. You start to see who they really are. And then you get mad because, one, you probably gave up the ass within the first couple weeks. And now you're mad that you even did that. But then on top of that, you started expecting so much from that person. And take out the expectation over a couple courses, a couple of months. Like, that's really not a long time to really get to know somebody. So I kind of feel like we need to get rid of that. And then also with this ego shit, just because you cute and you got it going on doesn't mean that somebody looks at you in that light. Maybe they might be thinking the same way that I'm thinking. You might have everything and look good on the surface, but what exactly are you about? So I think we need to take that away. How can you love someone if you really don't know them?
That is true. I mean, I really could agree with that, I think. Let me think about that. Yeah, I could. I mean, because a lot of times people are not taking the time to learn each other and getting a true understanding of that person. You're right. A lot of these women, y'all are cute, but some of y'all are cute in the face, but you're really ugly, you know, as far as in your personality is ugly. So to some people, that makes you ugly. Yeah, you could be a dime. You can have the biggest ass. You can walk around and do all this stuff and be cute. But if your attitude stinks, then you stink, period.
Right.
You're ugly. I mean, if people don't understand that concept, you know, they just think like, oh, well, look at me. I look good. I'm the shit. But in actuality, you're really not the shit. You might be shit, but not the shit.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I just think that so too many people are not together from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? So we try to date people that are going to complete what we think is going to complete us as, you know, and make us 100%. But you should already be 100% before you even start dating. So, you know I was in a relationship that wasn't too great. And, I'm just going to leave it at that. But I purposely didn't date for close to 2 years because I wasn't trying to get back into a relationship on top of another relationship because it never makes you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Be done with that relationship before you jump into another one. That's how I feel about it. Just be completely done with the relationship before you jump into another one. Get yourself together because I think it has a lot to do with why people are arguing and saying, you know, you this and you that, and you don't respect me and all this other stuff, but do you respect yourself?
You know, that's true. A lot of, but that goes back to, like I said, a lot of, you know, a lot of people don't have no self-esteem. They don't have no nothing. Like,
right.
You just, I don't know. I don't even understand, but. Let's see, we got a caller here who wants to chime in on the topic, and let's see what they say.
Okay.
Nicole, you're live.
Yes.
With Crushing Ass. So what you got to say? Speak your mind. Sister, speak your mind.
Okay, first off, I kind of disagree with you saying, I don't know who spoke about waiting till, you know, it takes a certain amount of months or whatever to try to get to know somebody before you decide this, that, and the other. I agree in a little bit, but I'm more disagree because I feel that it really don't take that long for you to get to really know who a person is that you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? You can know so much about a person in so little time when a lot of people, they tend to hide who they really are, you know what I'm saying, and they can be with you for years. You can be with this person for years, and they can hide who they are. They can pretend for a certain length of time just to get you in the position that they want you in. You know, and once they get you in that position, they turn out to be somebody totally different. So it's really not a time frame on how long it takes you to get to know a person where you can, you know, become into them. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
you can be with a person for so long, and then you see this person that you be like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Where did you come from? You know, and I'm speaking this from experience. You know, it's not like, you know, I mean, you can get to know this another person, and they can be
right.
just this down. They can be just this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just this honest and open, and you could just really get to know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Some people
right.
are still real out here in this world. It's a whole lot of fake ones, don't get me wrong. But there are some real, true, good-hearted people, you know what I'm saying, that do value life, that do value love, that do value friendship. You know what I'm saying? It's not all off into trying to see what they can get from the next person. You know what I'm saying? All of these people, a lot of people out here trying to see what they can get from this person, how much money this person has, what kind of car they drive, what kind of house they have, do they have a house, or, you know what I'm saying? It's all about material things. That's what a lot of folks
right.
search for, when it should be more to that. People should value who the person is. People should value love, honesty, friendship. You know what I'm saying? All those things matter in a relationship. You know, but other than that, they sit back and worry about what they can get from the next person. Or even if you're in a relationship, a lot of people want to compete against the mate. How are you going to compete against who you're with? You know,
right.
it doesn't matter. It's never going to work if you're always in competition. You know, a lot
right.
of people want to have more than the next person, even in a relationship, even in families. You know, they compete against each other. Which is really, really sad. So I feel that people, what happened to the love is people stop believing in God. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe people stop putting God in their lives, which caused them to be bitter, which caused them to want to compete, which caused them to have animosity, anger, hate, you know what I'm saying, jealousy, all of that. You know what I'm saying? They kind of like, you know, wanted to be more of what they see on television. You know what I'm saying? Just like they have all those little crazy shows, Bad Girls Club and all of that, where everybody want to be big boss and running things and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so caught up into what's going on a television or what's going on or what they see the rappers say or do or whatever. They're so caught up in all of that type of stuff. They don't sit back and think about, you know what I'm saying, the good things. You know, they don't sit back and value life itself.
Right.
You know, I feel that people need to pray more. I feel that they're lacking God in their lives. That's what I feel. And I feel that a lot of people are, like, miserable. They're sad themselves. So they can't relate to good happy people. You know what I'm saying? They want to – if they're miserable, they want everybody else to be miserable.
Right.
You know?
Well,
so I feel – huh?
Well, I agree with you. And maybe
mm-hmm.
– maybe I wasn't clear. It takes longer than a couple of months for you to get to know somebody. And I think that more importantly, I think we still have to go back, like you said, like people are miserable with themselves. I don't think you should be dating if you're miserable. If you can't stand
exactly.
to be with yourself, then why the hell do you think that I want to be with your ass? So my whole thing is, you know, so make sure that you get yourself together before you start dating. And it's not
mm-hmm.
to say that you have to, you know, mentally, I think overall mentally, you know,
mm-hmm.
you need to make sure that you're together, just mentally, whether it is, you know, whoever you choose to pray to, regardless, you know, I think that you do need to have some type of spiritual base. That might
exactly.
not be the case for
exactly.
everybody.
Because that's where you're going to find your peace. That's where you're going to find understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to soothe your spirit. You know what I'm saying? You can't go amongst somebody and you all attitude-ish and acting funny because
right.
you're going to throw that little spirit upon them. You know what I'm saying? Then they got attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you notice, you could walk up, you could look at somebody, some stranger that you don't even know, that you have never seen a day in your life, and that's all you have to do is smile at them. You're going to automatically get a smile in return. You see what I'm saying? You see how
right.
it's so easy to, you know what I'm saying, influence the other person to do this, that, the other? You know, it's simple. That's all people need to do is just start being more, you know, caring. You know what I'm saying? Start loving each other. What God speaks about anyway, about loving one another. You don't necessarily know the person to care about them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even strangers, you know what I'm saying? But you see people on corners all the time with cardboard boxes saying they want food, money, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My heart goes out to people like that, for the real people that are actually out there suffering like that. You know what I'm saying? I've given people money plenty of times that's standing on the corner with cardboard, you know what I'm saying they need that and that. Because I feel this way. If they are faking, then God knows they're faking. So there are consequences behind that. Them and God got to deal with that. But I'm going to do my part. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I know is right. And I was in that situation, how I would want a person to do for me. You know what I'm saying? So I try to be considerate of others, you know, and I think a lot of people are very inconsiderate. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people don't have much of a heart. They don't have much of a conscience. That's another thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people just have no conscience at all. You know, and they just refuse to even care about nobody but themselves. They're selfish. You know? So I feel that has a lot to do with it. I feel that has a whole lot to do with it.
I agree. Ash, what's up, Ash?
No, I mean, shit, you said a whole goddamn lot. I mean, did you breathe in any of that part?
wait, first of all, Ash, are you back there frying chicken or something? What is that sizzling? Who is frying chicken?
That's not me.
I'm cooking.
That's
not me. Ash. I know, I heard something. I said, who in hell is frying chicken? Okay, so, Nicole, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you calling in, and definitely I agree with you. I mean, it starts from the person. It starts from within, and I mean, we have no one to blame but ourselves. I think if we all took part in, you know, making a relationship good, you know, instead of just saying, okay, I'm just going to get in this relationship because it's fun, you know, relationship is
right.
Hard work.
Yeah, it is. It's easy. It's
you're
easy to fall in. The work is when you have, you know. Mhm. But it's easy for a person to fall in love and all of that. You know what I'm saying? The hard part is staying in love. You know what I'm saying? That requires work. You know what I'm saying? It requires work, and a lot of people are not ready to, you know what I'm saying, do that. A lot of people are not ready to work for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you know, they're just selfish, and they feel, okay, well, if it don't work with this person, I'm going to just jump to the next one. You know what I'm saying? But what you going to do, jump all the whole entire party, your whole entire life, you're just going to jump from this person to that person. First off, it's too many diseases. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to be jumped into the wrong thing. You know, but I just feel people need to work harder in their relationships. You know what I'm saying? If the person is willing to do their part, be willing to do your part. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people aren't on the level. You know, they still want to play and, you know, all of that. So
I get you. Yeah,
that's my take.
I appreciate you calling in, Nicole. We're going to let you get back to frying your gizzards and chitlins and whatever you got over there frying up. hey, we'll see you on Global 14. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye. That's funny. You say cook and get it. Oh, that's funny. You are a trip.
No.
I mean,
but
she said, you know, she made some pretty valid points. I can agree,
right.
You know, what she said. I mean, she's right, though. I mean,
right.
I mean, shit, ain't really much. She summed it damn near up. I mean, it's
yeah. You know what? You know what I think about sometimes, and I hate this, but I don't want to blame social networking on relationships. But I swear, we got too much access to each other. I think we just have too much access. If your mate has a Twitter and you get pissed off at them that day, you're going to go check his or her Twitter to see if they said something smart, And then even if it wasn't even directed towards you, your ass is going to get pissed off and then text them to death and call them and tell them how much they ain't shit. Like, I just feel like we have too much access to each other, period.
Yeah, that I can agree with. I can agree because, I mean, you look at it like, hell, there's people, there's relationships being broken up on other social networking websites. You know, people been married because, you know, of a status that was put on goddamn, you know, people getting divorced because of a status that was put on Facebook. Or
right.
Who the hell does that? Like, to me, that's like, that's crazy, you know, over some, you've been married 15 years or 10 years, you mean to tell me because someone put some old crazy-ass status on Facebook, you're going to get
right.
a divorce? Get the fuck out of here. That means your marriage was shit from the beginning.
Right.
So, and I mean, and it's crazy, and a lot of the times, you'd be surprised at how many married people are like, on these, you know, social networking websites just hooking up. I'm like, y'all married,
right.
and they hitting up other people like it's nothing. But that's what they do.
Right.
I mean, and I mean, you're right, though. I mean, social networking, I think a lot of this kind of messed up a lot of shit. People don't even have conversations no more. Your whole conversation is on text or Twitter.
Okay.
Right.
It's
hard
and
for me to pick up the phone.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm really, like, I don't know. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm thinking about getting me another house phone. I don't even care. If you can't catch me on my house phone, we don't need to talk. Seriously.
Catch you on the house? But if you
I'm
do
gonna get me a damn house phone.
But if you think about it though, if you spend the majority of your time out and about,
right?
You
I
ain't
got my
you ain't worried
line.
About no
you got
house
a business line. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like. You know, sometimes you have to separate, you know, your personal life with your business life sometimes. You know, sometimes, yeah, it might intertwine, but I think sometimes you got to separate it because, you know, sometimes I get some messages sometimes and I just look at it and I just send one of them good old pictures, one of them you mad pictures or something. Like, I can't even do it sometimes because I'm like, why are you even texting me? I mean, that's why I deleted my last Twitter, because I had a stalker. So somebody's girlfriend still thought, within reason, that my ex wanted to get back with me. And this fool, every time I would tweet something, she would hit her up. Mind you, me and her ain't even talking, but she would hit her up and be like, why your ex said this? And I'm like, if this bitch don't get off my damn timeline, if this don't get off my timeline, because I ain't even thinking about you, first of all. But the fact that she swept me so hard, you know what I'm saying? She's like, well, I don't know why either. Well, you know what? I'm just going to say what it is. You obviously still got me in the mix somewhere, because people are crazy, but they ain't that damn crazy. Now that's some shit, and this went on for almost a whole year.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. For a whole year.
Every time, like, I would talk to her every now and then because I had questions about, you know, a little business stuff. She's a very smart woman. And I would call her just to ask her a question. And I swear, like, I don't know what it was, but it was just like, what did you say on Twitter? And I'm just like, what the hell? What do you mean, what did I say? I'm just like, come on, man. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then she's like, well, such and such. And I'm just like, man, if you don't leave that broad alone and tell her to stay out my damn business and get off of my damn timeline. Like, it was so childish, you know? And then even with dealing with regular people still, it's just like, what is wrong with y'all? Please stay off my Facebook, my Twitter. Just leave me alone. Because you don't know who I'm talking about, but people take so offense to it. You know what I'm saying? They take so offense. They get so offended by stuff that they think you're talking about them. And yeah, they I don't cheat. Know, TV. What'd you say?
Yeah, they cheat. Because they cheat. They ask cheating. They go to try
right.
to read between the damn lines. Hell. Everything
right.
Cole said was true. I mean, people are breaking up. They don't respect each other's relationship. You don't respect, there ain't no respect in relationships no more. And I say that because you got these rappers. And I'm not trying to blame it on the music, but what's the
right.
song? We ain't going steady, we just be fucking round. Some of these little guys really believe that shit. I'm
right.
serious. The reason I say
right.
that is because they get in that mentality of, oh, yeah, we just going, you know, we just fucking, you know, you might just my shawty. No, nah, ain't nobody shawty. That's why I'm single now. And then you got these married men hitting you up on the social site. People don't know what to believe anymore. There's no more love, you know. So, you know, they're looking at it, well, shit, I'm just going to fuck and go to the next one. Every marriage,
right.
like Nicole made a good point. They're looking at all this reality shit on TV. You got them, what's her name, Kim Kardashian, I ran off and married Chris Humphries. They ain't even been together a good 2 or 3 weeks. Already
right.
having problems. But we don't see that no more. We don't see that Bill Cosby and what was his wife name, Claire Huxtable shit anymore. You got even Will and Jada talking about they breaking up. I mean, so people
right.
are looking, like you said, at the reality. They're like, well, if they can't make it, hell, we ain't going to make it either. Let me just go fuck up. You know, that pissed me off. I'm
right.
sorry, y'all. I had to chime in. This
I was about to say, you said, you tell who you was getting a little, hey, tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're mad.
Yeah, I got mad. I couldn't even wait to get. I was like, ooh, let me get out this car and get my Advil for my head. I said, because they're telling the truth. Man, Nicole telling the truth. Ash, all y'all had good points. Because I would love to be in a relationship. I would love to have the marriage and the love my mom and dad has. My mom and dad been married 33 years. My grandma and granddaddy was 75 years. All my uncles and aunties have over 30-some years of marriage. So when I see that kind of bond, I'm like, God, we're a family, but everybody's been married only one time and to the same person. I don't know. You know, it's never been revealed that one of my uncles done screwed out, my dad, you know, none of that, because we always been just a solid family. So when I look at that, and I'm not trying to base my relationships off my mom and dad, but sometimes you have to be picky. You know what you want. I just lost a dear friend of mine, like I said, in Atlanta. She wasn't even married to the guy. You know, she got killed over some guy she was never even married to, just living in. A lot of people, they start off wrong. That's what I'm trying
right.
to say. They're starting off in relationships wrong. You know, say I meet Ash today. I fuck Ash tomorrow. All of a sudden, girl, you know me and Ash go together. Ain't even went together. Ain't even made no commitment to each other. All of a sudden, Ash sending me shit. Global 14. Hey, I see how QP be hollering at you, CT. Oh, really? You did? Oh, my. You know
hey,
what
hey, you remember.
Because that's how it all happens. Because it happens
hey,
like
remember.
That, y'all. Next day, you know
remember.
The guys up there talking about tripping on me. Come at, oh, I saw that nigga on your page.
Remember.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
You funny. You funny.
But
just remember,
like,
I was the one that caught the damn pineapple.
Huh?
Yep. You heard me, CT?
Pineapple.
Just remember, I brought the damn pineapple. The hell with everybody else.
Well, you ain't hit it yet, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you were,
oh, yes.
I don't
oh,
want
yes.
no. No, I'm just talking. I'm just talking noise. I'm just talking.
Oh,
we're talking
that's
noise
hilarious.
To Ash right now because my head hurt. I'm delusional. But as I was saying, I'm just saying, all of a sudden I'm getting messages from QP and, you know, we just joke around like we always do. Man, why he keeps
right.
mentioning your name all the time? What is you talking about? You know, we're not even a couple. We were just talking
right.
about that. We're not even a couple. So why are you tripping?
Whew.
There's no
yeah,
love, like I said. It's no respect. I'm sorry, y'all. There's no respect in marriage, relationships no more. That's why I don't just. It happens. If it don't, it don't. I ain't looking no more. I done hung up my running shoes.
You do, you did.
Oh, boy.
Shoes.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
man, I ain't going to chase nobody. I ain't going to chase nobody. I did nothing running
I know
in the
that's
damn
right.
jungle. I'm not chasing nobody. Hell.
I know that's right.
Chasing down
know.
Them damn deers and stuff to eat. I'm tired of that.
See, oh Lord, see, and then you sitting up here talking about it, CT. you done started some stuff now, because you said you ain't hit it yet. Watch. That's going to be all the posts tomorrow.
What's going on? Let me look at this post board.
That's probably going to be the post. That's going to be the post tomorrow. CP fucking ass.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. QP. Don't be like that, Q. Don't be like that, Q. I talk
that
to you later,
so
Q.
Funny.
That is so
y'all
hilarious.
Are
funny.
Now, tomorrow. Well, see, tomorrow is neither one of y'all days. It's going to be Marcus day. So, y'all better get all y'all want out by 12 o'clock.
I know, right? Tomorrow is Marcus day.
That's right. Tomorrow is Marcus day. I can't talk to y'all.
Oh, my
funny.
God.
Cupid, you stupid.
I see, I don't even want to see you, bro.
All right, well, you guys, it's time to end the show. I want to get this last two pops mixed in. But I appreciate everybody calling in today. We had a great show once again. We can continue this talk from globalfortune.com. Tomorrow's show, we have the one and only Mr. Marcus on Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. We are all excited about that. I can't wait. Mr. Marcus is on global14.com. His username is Mr. Marcus. So hit him up. He's already posted a couple things. So, you know, hit him up. Let him know. You can't wait to hear him on the show tomorrow. And also, tomorrow night, have Pump It or Dump It with Ash and Ben. I can't wait to see what they're playing this week, Freestyle Friday. I mean, we about to go in on this Pump It or Dump It.
Yeah, Pump It or Dump It. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be some, I didn't even listen to half of the songs. So I'm telling y'all now, I didn't even listen to the songs first. People was just, I just grabbed it and I downloaded it. So I'm going to be hearing it for the first time, just like y'all. So I'm telling you right now, I think somebody's going to get the blues tomorrow. Somebody's going to get the blues. And I hope everybody. And I want everybody to chime in for the Freestyle Friday. You know, we tried it last week. We had some technical difficulties. I apologize for that. But, you know, we bounced back. So chime in. I know Queen, she did her thing. Honey Stacks did his thing, too. So I appreciate it. But, yeah, y'all tune in. Also, some last quick minute shout out to Joy Rowe, Jamal, Al, and Harry. Y'all go see that movie when it comes out. It's going to be the shit. Go see it. Crush, it's on you. So what you going to do?
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining Global 14 Real Talk. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Peace. I shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. I should die before I wake. Please, God, walk with me. Grab a nigga and take me to heaven. Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst the dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the feet deceased, call on the sirens. Seen them murdered in the streets, now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. I suffered through the years, and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears, and shed so many tears.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Some say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brother clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy?
that. When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.